down. 'Cause I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt. I've been waiting to smile, eh? Been holding it in for a while, eh? Taking with me if I can. Been dreaming of this since a child.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. You know what? I'm on top of the world because I am chatting it up with Christy Barse. She is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and she is keeping us all on track. How goes it?
It goes. Thanks for having me again, Mo.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I know you're very, very busy trying to just keep everybody moving forward in the right way. This is a tough time, Christy, and you're doing a great job of, you know, really putting different groups together, keeping in contact with the area businesses, what we can do to help them, keeping everybody informed about what kind of opportunities there are for help out there. So thank you on behalf of, Dan Massman and the group here as a small business. Thank you for all you're doing. It's a really weird time. Did you ever think this is what you'd signed up for?
Oh, gosh, I don't think any of us did we?
No.
And you know what, gosh, we're all busy, and I think we're all just navigating a new normal and probably feeling really tired. I feel a little tired. I don't know about you.
Yes.
I appreciate the accolades. Thank you very much, and thank you guys for keeping everyone informed. There's a lot of news happening every day, every hour.
There really is a lot going on. And again, we want to throw out to you and to the business owners that are listening, anything we can do at KDWA to help businesses during this odd time, please take advantage of it. We want to feature businesses. We want to do interviews with businesses. We always made prank calls, but now we're calling them prank calls with a purpose. So, and we want businesses to call in when we're live on the air and just tell us what's going on with them, because the more information we can get out there, we are all in this together. There's not one business that is suffering. There's not one family that this is not affected in the whole world. So, you know, there's okay. comfort in that. And I think that we are a Hastings family. We need to stick together. So tell us a little bit about how things have been. I know you had to make a super, super tough decision about Rivertown Days.
Yeah, we did. So things have been okay. We just from an operations standpoint, the chamber staff is still working remotely. We were able to reopen the office with the new executive order under the office category being reopened, but we are still working remotely. And we did. This is the time where we are the most busy planning for Rivertown Days, and the event itself is just not possible without the commitment from sponsors and from our vendors. And I think just with the information we have right now and with the CDC telling us that it's not safe to be in large groups and that everyone should maintain 6 feet, we had to make the decision that we needed to cancel Rivertown Days for this year. So that was tough. I'm still feeling it, still feeling a little exhausted, but I want to say that I really felt that the feedback and the support from the community was very positive, and I really appreciated it, and I really appreciated the leadership that I had from my board of directors on making this decision.
That is really nice to hear, and I agree with you with what the community's reaction is. Obviously, everybody is sad, but they're totally understanding why this has to happen. And I think when you also factor in the whole piece about sponsorships, that's something that I think the public might not really understand.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I know there was a real concern about how this event being canceled would affect the Hastings businesses, and that's a legitimate concern. And on the flip side, the reality is that the Hastings businesses are the ones who create and support this event through sponsorships. So they're all struggling, like you said. Some of them are down 75%, some of them are down 95%. And so I think making that financial commitment, it was just irresponsible for us as a planning committee to require that for right now. So tough decision. I'm happy that it's made and that the communication is out there, so that we're not just kind of anticipating the news, but I am excited to get things rolling for 2021 and have an excellent event down at the river here next year.
Extra special event, I think.
Absolutely. We need it.
We totally need it. Christy, are you going to do anything like have buttons or have a shirt? I know that a couple of people have said, I have a button from every year.
Yeah.
You know, any way that you could get some funding for that? I mean, I know this is your biggest fundraiser as a business.
Yeah. You know, we're kicking around those ideas. We did send back all of the sponsorship money. So we, you know, we don't have a lot in the pot to make large purchases. But I think I've had some community members and a couple businesses reach out with some ideas about creating a button that could be tied into a Shop Local campaign, and I think they're great. I think the Chamber has really shifted our focus on the safe reopen and recovery of our economy. So a lot of my job right now is just staying laser focused on the news that's coming from the governor, really working with my chamber peers and what's happening in their community and listening to our local businesses on their pandemic safety plans and how they feel that they can reopen safely. So I haven't had a ton of time to focus on what we might be able to do in July, but I'm hoping that will change and that we can put something together.
Christy, I know you also are involved in a lot of ad hoc committees that are going on. Tell about some of them, please, because your name comes up in such a positive way so often when committees are meeting.
And I
know you're such a advocate for this area. So what are some of the other committees that you're involved in?
Sure. So we are still meeting. The Hastings Economic Task Force is still meeting, and I'm part of that, and it involves a couple members of City Council, a couple members of HEDRA, and then the community development staff with the City of Hastings. And when we initially met, we got quick approval from the city to set aside the pandemic relief funds, and then we weren't entirely sure what to do with those. And since then, we were able to gather feedback from the business community and kind of shift through the financial assistance that was coming from the federal and the state level and assess the gaps. And so HEDRA will be reviewing what we're calling the HEART grant. And this will be a grant for businesses with 20 or less full-time employees. They'll have the opportunity to apply if they're within the city limits. They can apply for up to $4,000 of grant money, so it wouldn't need to be repaid. And the expenses would need to be used towards their COVID-19 pandemic safety plan. So what that means is whatever is in their safety plan to keep their customers and their employees safe, these funds can be used to purchase, whether that's equipment, cleaning supplies, PPE, plexiglass, signage, stuff like that, or online ordering systems and marketing.
So more to come on that.
More to come on that, yes. So HEDRA should be approving on that. So that's really the main task force that I've been working with. However, I did have an opportunity come in front of me late last week. We had one of our chamber members, Robin from Robin's Nest and the Hastings Child Development Center. She gave me a call and reminded me that this week is Teacher Appreciation Week. And actually, it just so happens to be Small Business Week, too.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And so she was kind of telling me just what she witnesses with her teachers. They are both still open. They provide childcare to essential workers. And any parents that are still going to work and able to drop their kids off. So she just said that she watches her teachers come in every day and put on a happy face and be brave for those kids. Typically, they would plan a whole week of activities for their teachers. But with our current environment, they really can't do much with social distancing in place. And so she thought, you know, maybe we can support local businesses and thank our teachers in a safe way by creating a website where parents can purchase $25 gift cards to local businesses and then have them delivered to their teachers.
Oh, I love this idea. Tell us more. How can we do this?
Yeah, so this all, like I said, this all came together within a day. Typically, we take a few weeks to plan something like this, but time is of the essence. So we put together a quick task force. It included Robin and Kelsey from the school board and Jim from United Promotions. And what we did is, luckily, United Promotions Brand Solution Center, which is a promotional shop in town, they have a platform where they can quickly create a website and include the businesses that have told us that they offer gift cards for restaurants and retailers, and that United Promotions offered to not only create the website, manage the website, but they will be reaching out to the restaurants and retailers that had the gift cards purchased from them and getting them their funds and then delivering those gift cards to each school by next week. So it all came together quickly, but the website is live. It's a long URL, so I would just encourage everyone to go to the Hastings Chamber website. You can access it right on the homepage. And the Hastings Chamber website is hastingsmn.org. But there's a whole host of restaurants and retailers that are up there right now, so you can start making your purchases, and the site will be live until noon on Monday, May 11th.
Well, that is fabulous, and that's just such a great idea, and I love how it came together so quickly.
Yeah, and I will mention, too, so because it did come together so quickly, we did just work with our chamber members and the current customers of United Promotions. However, if you are a restaurant and retailer and your name is not listed on the site, please reach out to me. My email address is on the chamber website, and we can get you added.
You mentioned this is Small Business Week. I know that you want to share some stories of how things are going locally.
I do. I just continue to be so impressed with the strength and the creativity of our businesses. I said earlier that I'm tired, and I can't express how exhausted many of them are, and especially those who have been asked to keep their doors closed. We're going on, I think it's week 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know what, I will tell you, their chins are up. They are still making donations to our organizations where they can. And I think they're working on their safety plan to reopen while knowing that consumer purchases is going to look different as we move forward. I had said in a previous interview that industries are affected by this differently, and that's still true. But I will say that, unfortunately, it has had a negative impact on most industries. And I do believe that our business owners know that they are doing it for the right reason to keep our community safe. But they're creating brand new business models with very little information. And so I just want to commend all of them for their hard work and their sleepless nights.
And their positive attitudes.
Yeah, and their positive attitudes. I love seeing their social media posts where they're dressed in funny costumes, mm-hmm. or they're cheersing via Zoom to their customers on for their two-year anniversary, or they're waving to people who are driving on Highway 61 in a peanut costume. I mean, that takes some courage. And I know that we're all tired, and so to kind of get up and put on that happy face and get out there and make other people smile is just a really cool thing.
Yes, and aren't you really just so grateful for the loyalty of the Hastings community to a lot of the businesses?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I will tell you, I'm just floored at the posts that go into the Hastings Community Resource, the COVID-19 resource group. I just see so many people making masks and dropping them off at Regina Hospital, and they're posting constantly when they're ordering from our local restaurants, and reminding people to shop locally for our florists for Mother's Day. And I'm really impressed with the Hastings community as a whole, residents and businesses.
So what is your plan when you do fully open? Are you also then tasked with putting together a plan?
We are. We have a small staff. I have two part-time staff members. So, it's not as challenging for me to put together a plan to keep everyone safe. But for right now, the plan is that we are going to continue to work from home until the end of May, and then reevaluate if the stay-at-home is lifted. When we do need to get into the office, we are doing it one person at a time and cleaning everything that's been touched. And that can be a challenge, but it needs to be done. And then kind of working through, once we do open the office and allow visitors in, how we are going to maintain distance and make sure that our racks and materials are sanitized and safe. Because it's one thing to sanitize a doorknob, it's another thing to sanitize a brochure. That doesn't always work out that well. So we're kind of working through that and looking for advice from our state organization, Explore Minnesota, on how to do that best. But we're in the process of putting that plan together, just like every other business.
Christy, what are you hearing about tourism? When do you think people will be able to get out and about and really explore Hastings like they used to?
You know, the recent surveys that we hear are that travelers are really anxious to start exploring. However, they don't see feeling comfortable in large groups for at least the next 6 months. I will say that the chamber, in partnership with other local chambers in Dakota County, is doing a webinar with Explore Minnesota's director, John Edmond, next Wednesday, May 13th. It's free for anyone to chime in, and he is going to give an overview of state of the Minnesota tourism industry in the COVID-19 era, and he will also be doing open Q&A. So I encourage anyone who is interested in kind of looking at what our tourism industry is going to be in the next few months to tune into that. Again, it's free and it's next Wednesday.
And your website also, I know, has a lot of opportunities for businesses to tap into resources. So thank you for doing that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we have a resource page that has all the information on the state and federal funding and the most recent information that comes from DEED. We also have all of our webinars that we have done recorded, and they're quick 30-minute webinars, so anyone can access them, and they're on a variety of different topics. So that's located on the resource page, and again, anyone can access that.
Love it. Christy, it wouldn't be a complete interview unless I asked you how third grade math is.
It's going so well that he doesn't even need my help anymore. No, actually, it was so cute, Mozo. His teacher started doing Zoom, one-hour Zoom interactions with the class every Wednesday, and last week was his first, and oh my gosh, he just absolutely lit up when he saw his teacher and his classmates, and it just brought tears to my eyes.
Of course. Yeah. Yep.
I cannot imagine what all of our teachers are going through and trying to handle distant learning and keeping their kids engaged, and so.
Sometimes keeping their own kids engaged at home.
Well, that's true. You know, I didn't think about that, but you're right. They're teaching and also keeping their own kids engaged, too, just like a lot of us who are working from home. Mm-hmm. So,
Christy, get some rest. Thanks for all you're doing. Christy Barr, she's the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. And this show is called Chamber Chat, and we will get back to that somewhere down the line. But right now, we're just grateful that you are chatting with us about all the things that are still going on. And so thanks for filling us in.
Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for everything that KDWA is doing.
Thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. This is Chamber Chat on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.